Welcome back to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas. Thank you for joining us today for another episode. Through our podcast, we love to share and update the community about all of the good, the true, and the beautiful that is happening in the hallways of Veritas. Today, I have the opportunity to visit with our new athletic director, Mr. Lee Burgess, and he's going to give us an update about Warrior Athletics. Thank you for joining me today, Mr. Burgess.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Lee, we're so excited to have you join the Veritas community. Can you share a little bit about yourself? Where did you grow up? What led you to Veritas? Tell us about your family a little bit.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm an Army brat. So my father spent a long time in the Army, and so I moved around a lot growing up. Never lived any one place longer than 3 years until I got to college. So I ended up doing college at Samford University down in Birmingham, Alabama, sure. And played on their basketball team there. Knew I wanted to get into coaching right out of school and was able to do that right out of Samford. And along the way, met my wife, my wife Dawn and I have been married for 16 years now. She is a kindergarten aide here at Veritas. And we have three kids. My son Lee is 12, daughter Lacey is 10, and son Wyatt is 5. And Lee is out here as a sixth grader. That was really, you know, how I ended up at Veritas is Dawn took a job as a kindergarten aide because we knew that Veritas was a school we had been attracted to for a while, trying to figure out what the right schooling options were going to be for our kids. They've been going to Brevard Academy out in Brevard, and okay. That's a K through 8 school. And so, just when that was no longer an option, then what was that schooling going to look like? And while we were out here touring, for Lee to come out here, spoke with Dr. Woods and saw and heard there was a need for an athletic director help kind of on an interim basis with Frank needing to step away. And, with that need there, and Dr. Woods approached me and said, hey, would you consider doing this, for us for a little while? And I said, absolutely, would love to help. So that is interesting to see how, God has worked all those things together to get my family out here, which has been awesome so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just so happy to have you and your family out here. Can you speak to your passion and experience in athletics specifically?
Yeah. I've always loved sports. I've played them since I was little. My first memories are shooting basketball on my driveway, when I was 4 or 5 years old or however old I was when I first had memories. But yeah, I've played sports all the way through and played college basketball and, knew I wanted to be around the game somehow. Wasn't sure what that looked like. And when I was first in college, didn't know if, athletic training or perhaps being an agent or coaching, obviously, and kind of settled in on the coaching route. So majored in physical education, knowing that I wanted to coach and was able to get a job in college coaching straight out of college, and I've been doing that for I guess almost 20 years now, and I've been the head coach of the men's basketball program at Brevard College for 9 years. Okay. And then 5 years ago I added assistant athletic director responsibilities to that as well. So I've been an assistant athletic director and head men's basketball coach at Brevard College for 5 years now, and have loved the administrative side of things and just what's come along with that. That's what made this very appealing is the opportunity just to come and, I think there was a need for Veritas right now to have somebody come in and just make sure some things didn't fall through the cracks and just make sure that things were going in the right direction. And so I've enjoyed doing it and hopefully Veritas has felt like they've been, getting what they need out of it as well.
Absolutely. And so you've only really been in the role for a few weeks, and with COVID, some of the schedules have gotten pushed back a little bit, but how are the fall sports going so far? I know, like I said, we just started.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going well. We've been in practice now. We're in our second week of practice right now. And our volleyball teams, JV and varsity, will start up a week from today. They'll start up Thursday, November 5th. And then they'll actually play again on the 6th. And our boys soccer team will start on that Friday the 6th as well. cross-country practices going on right now too, and they'll start the following week on November 12th. So yeah, you know, when I initially started talking to Dr. Woods about this, everything was really unsure about, you know, who was going to get to play, how many sports we're going to get to play. And now it seems like right now, at least the plan is that we're going to be able to play most of our sports. There's a few that we won't be able to do, but most of them are going to be able to go at it. The schedule is going to be very, very different. I would encourage everybody to certainly stay locked in on the athletics calendar on the Veritas website, just to make sure they know what's going on with that. But yeah, we're going to play our fall sports here from November till right at the beginning of January, and then basketball will kick in from mid-January into early March, I believe, and then we'll get at it with our spring sports. So, you know, as you know, with COVID, with all this, I mean, things can change tomorrow, you know, with what that plan is like. And you know, things could loosen up a little bit. Things could get a little bit tighter in terms of what we're able to do. So we're just taking it as it comes. But right now that's the plan. And so we're excited about our volleyball team and soccer team and cross country teams being able to get out there and compete a little bit.
Definitely. Can you share a little bit about how our community can support Warrior Athletics, whether, you know, for spectating or in other ways?
Yeah, there's lots of ways to support. You know, yeah, spectating for sure, being you know, giving us your time. That's going to be a little different during COVID right now, because there are going to be some restrictions we have to place, especially on our indoor sports with people in the gym. So we're going to have to limit the number of people that can come into the gym. But our outdoor sports with soccer and cross country right now for the fall, there aren't going to be any limitations on that. So yes, you can definitely support with your time. Number one, you know, obviously everybody would know the resources are, you know, if you have some things to give from a financial standpoint, that gives us the ability to provide things for our students, whether it be gear or equipment, things that we may need to just help give them a better experience. That's another way to support. You can support with encouragement as well, just as long as if you're a faculty and a staff member, if you see our athletes in the hallway and they've just come off a big win, just, you know, give them a thumbs up or a fist bump or an elbow bump, whatever we're doing right now in the COVID time. But also if they're coming off a tough loss, just, hey, keep your chin up, you know, keep pushing. You guys are working really hard. So there's lots of ways to support, time, you know, money, but encouragement is a big one as well. If you're looking for ways to support, we will take any of those three.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing and for your time today. There's certainly a lot of excitement surrounding Veritas Athletics. So thanks so much, Lee.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it, Candace.
Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to submit that on our website or send it over to cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.